I think we all wish we had the time and attention span to leisurely parse through the latest long-form journalism, but the reality is, most of us don't. So today, we're sharing a preview from a brand new podcast called Story of the Week with journalist Joel Stein. Each week, Joel chooses an article that fascinates him and convinces the writer of said article to tell him all about it. The stories Joel covers might be one everyone is talking about, or it could be a story you missed, like The Verge's piece about a rock groupie turned hacker who had huge corporations at her mercy. Either way, it'll always be a story you tell your friends about, a story that sticks with you long after you forget whatever headline you just doom-scrolled through. Today's story, about smoking hallucinogenic toads, was written by Kimon DeGrief for The New Yorker. A Mexican doctor turned to toad poison to help him cure himself of a crack addiction. The doctor then talked about his experiences during a TEDx talk at Burning Man, which started his career as the world's leading proponent of the drug. You're about to hear that clip from Story of the Week with Joel Stein. You can hear the full episode and more from Story of the Week wherever you get your podcasts.
The story of the week is The Pied Piper of Psychedelic Toads by Kimon DeGrief from The New Yorker. Back in May, a friend of mine invited me to a rich person's house in the Hollywood Hills for one of these elite all-day networking events. I'd gone to dinner she'd organized before, and they were fun. A few days before I was gonna go, she called me to give me some more details. It was a mushroom party, where we were gonna take mushrooms, and then go home and somehow take care of our kids after eating mushrooms. This seems to be happening all the time. Over the last few years, psychedelics have become weirdly mainstream. People I know go to mushroom parties, take trips to South America to do ayahuasca, and see couples therapists in which they bond while on psilocybin. Then there's toad. Poison from the Sonoran Desert toad is the Mount Everest of psychedelics. The trip can be as short as a half an hour, but apparently it's so intense, it can wipe out your ego, leaving you all alone in the empty void. Kind of like hosting a new podcast in 2022. Nevertheless, celebrities like Joe Rogan and Mike Tyson love toad.
You know, once I did, I wanted to do it again and again and again. And they said, you shouldn't do it too much, Mike. But I was like, man, I got to, you know, grasp what's going on here. Why am I feeling this? Why did this, in a weird way, like, humbled you?
I don't think you should listen to the people say you shouldn't you do know? It too much. I think you should do it as much as you want.
That's what I agree with, too.
Yeah.
I agree.
You could handle it.
Apparently, the ego dissolution doesn't last so long it keeps you from going on Joe Rogan. So I was pretty excited when I saw a story in The New Yorker titled The Pied Piper of Psychedelic Toads. And I had a lot of questions.
Writing is hard. Who's got that kind of time when you're already busy trying to be Joel Stein? So he turns on a mic, maybe twiddles a knob, calls a journalist friend who's got an actual job. Auditory, single story, just listen to smart people speak. Conversation filled with information. It's the story of the week.
The story in The New Yorker was written by Kimon DeGrief. He's a South African journalist who often covers the illegal trading of endangered animals, like abalone, which is how he found the Sonoran Desert toad, which was being foraged for its hallucinogenic properties. But that led him to a much weirder story about the number one toad guru. Okay, so you heard about this Mexican doctor named Octavio Rettig, who had become like the guy you go to smoke toad. So you went down to meet him at his house in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so first of all, can you describe what he looked like and what he was like to be around?
Yeah. He is good looking. He's
yes,
kind of leanly muscular. He has long dark hair. He has a beard, kind of like a telegenic cliched reincarnation of Jesus, in a sense. Like, he looks like a guru.
He looked like every cult leader on all the Netflix documentaries about cults.
Yeah. Besides his good looks, he's very intelligent. He's very charming. He gives the impression that he really wants you to like him in a way that you don't dislike him for it. There's something almost quite... There's something quite pure about it.
So you liked him?
At times I liked him very much. And it was interesting to kind of notice that in myself. A lot of people like him very much. A lot of people venerate him, in fact, like a god, literally, some people.
And he hates shirts.
Takes his shirt off quite often.
Yeah. Octavio, the guru of Toad, grew up in Guadalajara. His dad taught calculus at a college, and his mom owned a bookstore. He went to medical school, got married, had a kid. But then he tried crack cocaine. And like many who try crack cocaine, he became addicted. His life fell apart completely. At one point, he takes acid, picks up a hitchhiker, falls in love with her, and ends his marriage. Then, in 2006, a friend introduced him to the Toad. Octavio says that as soon as he inhaled, his cravings for crack completely went away. He found peace and his calling.
He kicked his habit, he told me, by locking himself in a room and smoking Toad secretion for an entire year, which is just kind of crazy for me to think about that volume of psychedelic experience being compressed into a year. But he was clean for the first time in years. And then his, you know, he started offering it to friends and giving it to other people.
This is a weird definition of clean, right?
Well, he wasn't. Yeah, I suppose so. Look, like many other psychedelics, Toad secretion is not in any way chemically addictive, or it's thought to be very low in toxicity as well. So it's not like a thing of cravings. Some people just end up using it a lot because I guess they like dissolving their ego a lot. I'm not sure. I am certainly not someone who would do that myself, but a lot of people do.
Dr. Octavio got obsessed with Toad. When his brother visited his apartment, he said, quote, "You would sit on the couch and a toad would jump out." He started looking into the history of Toad and got introduced to the Seri tribe and had them try it. The elders there started talking about an ancient tradition of smoking Toad. And that gave Octavio his sales pitch. Octavio got famous by making that very pitch at a 2013 TEDx talk at Burning Man about smoking Toad. Which sounds like an Onion headline.
He stood up and he said, basically, "I healed myself by smoking Toad.
I discovered myself that this medicine healed me of more than 3.5 years of crack cocaine addiction."
And then I went and I healed this marginalized Native Mexican community. And through that work, resurrected this practice that had been wiped out during the colonial era, which is about as good a pitch for a psychedelic as I think anyone could come up with. And the craziest thing is that it might be true. There is no way of knowing if it's true.
You don't think it's true, though?
I don't know if it's my place as a non-Indigenous white guy from South Africa to really weigh in.
As another non-Indigenous white guy, I will weigh in. Non-Indigenous white people are eager to believe this. We love a story about how non-white people can teach us simple truths. Usually that person's Morgan Freeman. But we'll listen to an Indigenous tribe if it's an excuse to get high. If an Indigenous person said, "Don't build this pipeline," we'd never listen. But smoking a toad? We're totally in for that.
So I invite to everyone in this world, this can be a direct way to discover something inside of you that you just can't remember because we are so lost. So thank you very much.
Soon after the TEDx talk, white people with dreadlocks started arriving in the Sonoran Desert to smoke Toad and spend money. Octavio became the world's lead proponent and practitioner of Toad smoking. Like, if you want to go to the top Toad smoking guy in the world, you travel to see Octavio. Or just wait till he shows up with a basket of Toads at your all-day networking event in the Hollywood Hills. Toad smoking needed a rock star, because it's not inherently appealing. Not just because of its scary effects, because the idea of it's gross. Like, you can romanticize eating a mushroom that grew up from Mother Earth, but extracting poison from a frog and putting that into your body does not seem like a good idea. Now, all my knowledge about Toad comes either from this Michael Pollan book about psychedelics or Beavis and Butthead.
Are you sure you're licking right?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's supposed to pack an awesome buzz.
And The Simpsons.
Dad, are you licking toads?
I'm not licking toads.
And in those situations, people licked the toad, which is what I thought you did. But that's not at all what you do.
If you lick practically any species of toad, you're likely to be hospitalized and may die. And some people have died from doing exactly that.
So just licking a toad, all toads are a little poisonous.
Yeah, they are. They are very poisonous.
But in this case, you grab this specific toad, and I watch them do it. You basically go to these little bumps on their skin, and you pop them like zits, and you put a glass above it, and and this white kind of ooze sticks to the glass, and then you dry it and crystallize it and smoke it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you do it. Okay.
And, you know, the toads don't have the best time being picked up and squeezed, especially now that so many people are doing it. Some toads are caught and handled and squeezed repeatedly to the extent that their toad secretion has a kind of pinkish color from, you know, drops of blood getting into the toad. And, you know, these toads used to be very abundant in parts of Sonora. In summer, they would kind of bloom. And many areas where these toads were are now conspicuously absent of toads. So there are some concerns that they may be in trouble. And to any listeners who are curious about the mind-bending effects of toad, I would just say that the psychoactive compound in toad, 5-MeO-DMT, can be synthesized cheaply and safely in laboratories and gives, according to a large number of toad smokers, an identical high without harming any toads. So there's a lot of people who say, smoke synthetic, don't smoke toad.
This is the weirdest PSA that's ever been done. People, please, please, for your own safety, smoke the synthetic toad, not the real toad.
Yes.
That was a preview of Story of the Week with Joel Stein from Pushkin Industries. Find Story of the Week wherever you get your podcasts.